Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, we're back with Ana Josefina. And what I wanted to get ties back, you know, you're in public service, but within public service, some of the persons that are running offices and agencies, it's a business. And tell us about your, in quote, business. How many employees, how much budget, and what does it do? And I assume it has all the same characteristics of a business. You have evaluations, you have to meet budgets, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us about your business.
All right, so we're a department of about 400 people. We have a budget of $56 million. We have, budgeting is a lot of what we do, but it's not our largest unit. Our largest unit is that we're the state auditors. So there's different auditing functions, but the function of internal to auditing state organizations for the executive branch, that's done by the Department of Finance. We also do accounting. We also do demographic projections.
But when you say auditing, it's like what the controller here in Puerto Rico does. You go into agencies, you see whether they spent the money where they're supposed to spend it, whether there's been misuse of funds, mm-hmm. and you run a report. So you have not only the budgeting function, but you have the fiscalization, the contralor, what mm-hmm. we have here in Puerto Rico, and that. Okay, go ahead.
And then we also do accounting. So we run the system that a lot of departments use for all of their accounting. We also have accounting policy for the state. We have demographics. So we do all the demographic projections that affect, you know, urban planning and lots of different types of activities in the state. So we have a lot of different functions in addition to budgeting within the department. And I work with a team of executives that does, you know, I also sit on over 100 boards and commissions, everything from, I mean, I sit on the Franchise Tax Board, which is our collection agency for the revenue collection for corporate taxes and personal income taxes. I also sit on the board of the retirement system, sit on a lot of different, for the state
100 boards.
Yeah. we you know, so everything ranging from environmental to tax collection to retirement to
so
bond
committees. So how many meetings do you have per week?
Well, we have one person whose job is to full-time do the meetings.
Yeah, he goes for it. That person
I
goes
delegate
for you. He or she
I,
goes
yes,
for
yes,
you. Okay.
Yes, he goes to those.
Your
for
meeting,
me.
Your meeting person.
And he still, there's not enough of him for all the meetings, so we still have other people cover additional meetings because it's a lot, and some of them are like 3 days long, and
wow.
You know, the Commission on State Mandates. It's a lot of different pieces. So we have, you know, he's one of our executive teams, and then we have, you know, budgeting, and then we have our chief operating officer, you know, press, and the whole rest of the enterprise. And you know, we also running a department, I think one of the other things that we have to be and running a department that does a lot of hard, you know, busy technical and complicated work, succession planning is really important, and looking at, you know, how do we make sure that we have redundant coverage so that you can split duties and functions when times get busy, so that everything's covered and you're not relying on one person.
Or somebody leaves you all of a sudden or gets sick. You know, you have to. You need somebody for that meeting person, for example.
Exactly. We were interviewing the other day, and I told our folks. I said, you know, we have. Very the Department of Finance is a fast paced environment, and we have very specific job descriptions, and we deviate from them on a daily basis.
You have how many direct reports do you have?
I have about seven.
Seven direct reports. Yeah. But so you're in charge of a 400 employee the department, $56 million budget, and about six different divisions, it sounds like,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are a job within themselves in Puerto Rico, which is the control of the fiscalization. And of course, if you're fiscalizing others, you better make sure yours is pretty good, because it'd be pretty embarrassing.
Exactly. It would be pretty bad for the Department of Finance to be doing things wrong. So we always have to make sure that we have all of the right, you know, internal controls, that we're being careful with, you know, with personnel, that we're being careful with contracting and the way in which we do, you know, procurement and everything else that, that we have to do.
So. And you have a press person in terms of getting the it's a business. So you have you're in public service and you know, in budgeting is where you're spending. You about that's about 70% of your time, maybe.
Yeah, 70 to 80.
80% of the budgeting portion, but you're in charge of all these other things, and you have to. Evaluate people and fight for increase. Of course, they imagine they're cutting your budget too, right?
They, I mean,
you have to fight. You have to, you have a little bit of a conflict of interest, no? When it comes to cutting your budget, and they say, well, we're gonna have a 5% cut across the board to all the different agencies, and you have to sort of
you can't say not except
for me.
Exactly. In order to have credibility with your colleagues, you got to make sure that you're treated the same way. But you also, you know, it's similar to my other colleagues. When we get increased duties and when we have things that we have to do, we need to, you know, make sure that we're properly funded. So, you know, so it's both of those things. And so I have our individual budget, and then at the end of the day I also work with the governor on the state's budget, and the state's budget's, you know, $130 billion of all funds, plus federal funds is about another $80 billion.
Anna, I think I've learned a lot, because I knew a lot before we started the dialogue, but I've learned a lot as we've gone through this this dialogue, and I'm even more impressed with your achievements. And And you know, at your I wouldn't say tender age, because you're, you know, but 36 years old, and what you, you know, the position that you hold, and I think California would be what, number 6th or 7th nation in the world if it was separate, independent, right?
7 or 8, yeah.
7 or 8. So you know, you're ahead of the finance department of what is equivalent to a country, and we're just so proud of you. And And frankly, I hope you're able to come to Puerto Rico. I hope we're able to offer you the kind of challenge someday, because we need people like you back here. And but congratulations, and keep up the good work. We're proud of you.
Thank you, Gio, and thanks for having me. It's been
fun. All right, goodbye.